Welcome to Orchard Conversations, a podcast brought to you by the Orchard community.
Hello, friends. Benjamin J. Thomas here, joined by my dear friends Scott Hodge and Anna Hammond.
Hello. Here.
Today, this is a different kind of experience, a different kind of episode for our Orchard Conversations podcast. This is our, what do we call it, like a Thanksgiving special. It's like we're like, it's like the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving specials, but it's like Orchard style. This is us.
Gobble, gobble.
And so we thought today, rather than doing our regular stuff that we do in conversations and all that stuff, we're going to just take a time just to be grateful, the practice of gratitude, which is something that we're all kind of doing right now. And so this is be short and sweet. And yeah, just something that maybe you can take into your Thanksgiving weekend, however you're celebrating, wherever you're celebrating. There's something about that feeling of gratitude, the sensation of gratitude, and connecting with the embodied sensation of what it feels like in the body to be grateful for, that can be really, really life-changing for us. And it's not a new practice. This is something that multiple traditions have been doing for ages. And if you look in the Christian tradition, you find this all over the Psalms, lots of Psalms of gratitude. And we're taking it in today, though, because we realize, especially the past several years, like neuroscience has taught us how our brains wire by firing, right? And when we do that with gratitude, we literally change the chemistry of our brains and the chemistry of our bodies, all the glands, all the things in us. And so we're literally like changing our lives by being grateful. So it's a really beautiful practice to do. And encourage you to give it a shot on your own or with others. Just simply getting into like sort of a flow of gratitude. And a sort of gratitude flow looks like us just like rapid fire naming things that we're grateful for. So we're going to try it here today. I don't know, Scott.
I need this today. I'm guessing that some of the folks who are viewing this might need it today too.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to feeling my heart shift a little bit because I've been in this sort of anxious going from one thing to another day. So I'm grateful for this opportunity right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything in me tells me I don't have time to do this right now. You know how that is? All the things. But my heart says yes.
Appreciate your honesty, dude. Anna, how are you coming into this space?
I'm coming into this space with, I'm grateful to be here too. The last week has been a week with a lot of anxiety and a lot of unknowns. And today I'm feeling really, pretty at peace. But I will share that there was a moment where I was feeling so much anxiety about a situation in my life. I did a yoga practice, and at the end of yoga, if you're not familiar, you do this thing called a shavasana, where you like lay down and sort of let all the work you just did integrate. You've got all this good oxygenated blood flowing around, and you let it all kind of just settle. And as I was doing that, like speaking of this like physical sensation of gratitude, I felt this shift. I felt this shift of moving from a place of feeling like things were not okay to feeling really deep gratitude for the people involved and how precious they are to me. And so I am hoping to not like to figure out how to hack that and make that happen more often, but to deepen that practice of bringing that feeling of gratitude into my body on a more regular basis, because that was extremely powerful.
It's good, Anna.
It's really good. Yeah, I'll say even the thought of like hacking the body in that way, maybe that's okay. We're taking what we understand and what we know and then putting it into practical use. So I think that that's a pretty worthwhile effort.
Yeah, I think I just don't like calling it hacking my body, because then I feel like my body is a tool. And I want to feel fully integrated.
Yeah, like you're abusing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that. And I'm all
hacking toward integration.
Sentiments.
I want no part of my body hacked.
Fair enough.
I'll echo the same sentiments of the kind of day of, like, you know, it's like the especially holiday week. Sometimes it's like you're trying to cram in like 5 days of work into like 2 or 3 days. That's sort of in the air right now. So, yeah, coming out of that and into this, feels like the right thing. So I'm going to teach you a refrain. So what we'll do is we're going to sing together. And it's just really simple. The word gracias, which, you don't have to be a Spanish expert, cultural expert to know it's thank you. But we'll sing gracias over and over a few times. And then in between, we'll popcorn style, just some things that we're grateful for. And they could be really simple things. They could be really common, ordinary things. They could be really heartfelt things. They could be silly even, or they could be in light, or they could be have some gravity to them and be serious. So there's no wrong way to do it. We'll start it. But let me teach you, and then we'll jump in. Gracias. 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 Just sing that with me. Gracias, 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 gracias. It's real simple. It's a melody my dear friend Noir wrote. And you'll note in our podcast and video that Scott and Anna are muting themselves, so it's not super chaotic. So, and if you're listening, just step in and sing with me. So now, let's just go ahead, popcorn style. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful that I woke up this morning to the laughter of my kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I had a moment where I was able to listen to my daughter Julia play the piano the other day, because it's been a really long time. This best part of my week.
I'm grateful for health right now. Just health in our family, health, in our closest circles. Let's sing.
Gracias. Gracias. Gracias, gracias.
I'm grateful for bananas. I think that they're the best fruit, and they're just, the best thing, first thing I eat in the morning, banana.
I'll riff on that. I'm thankful for breakfast sandwiches. A nice fried egg.
While we're at it, I'm grateful for the newly discovered chicken melanesa sandwich from Alice's Corner in downtown Aurora. And it's only like $8.
Oh, man. That's so good. I'm grateful for the smell of sage. Something about it just brings me back into a good space.
I'm grateful for text messaging and the friends I have, where if I'm having a crazy day, I can just say, I'm having a crazy day, and know that I am seen.
Let's sing together.
Gracias. Gracias, gracias, gracias.
I'm grateful for the work and the art and the creativity of people who inspire me.
similar vein, I'm grateful for the work and creativity and consistency of the Center for Action and Contemplation. And in particular, Richard Rohr and his, contemporary mystics like that guy.
I am grateful for all of the little old ladies on YouTube who do the best little tutorials on different crochet and knit stitches.
Funny you say that. I am grateful for the old lady I found on YouTube last night who does a cooking show, and I sat and I watched it for 45 minutes and I thought, I hope I have the same passion and excitement for what she's doing when I'm her age.
Oh, that's so good.
Hear, hear.
I'm grateful for the moving desktop wallpapers on the new version of Mac OS. They surprise and delight me every time I turn my computer on. Let's sing to that. Gracias. 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 Gracias.
I'm feeling grateful in this moment for the peacemakers in our world who are, you know, working and towards something that can feel quite impossible. Yeah, I'm thankful for the commitment they have and the courage and the willingness to be a different kind of voice in the midst of conflict.
I'm grateful that after my husband had an argument with our neighbor came, knocked on our door, and made peace. Grateful for that.
I'm grateful that I had the courage to knock on your door.
So good.
We are neighbors, just in case anybody's wondering.
We are, yeah.
But it wasn't me, I promise.
I'm grateful for our little table gathering here in Leavenworth. And the conversations that we've been having lately, and just the experience of being connected like that, and eating together, and the whole thing.
Same. I'm grateful for the Aurora table and the way that people just come around one another. It's so much goodness and loveliness in one room. It really blesses me every week.
Amen to that. I'm grateful for the orchard, and I am grateful for the kind of spiritual community that's emerging, and for, as I sit and look out my window over my neighborhood, I think about my neighbors who many, I don't know, need who and what the orchard brings to our community.
That's so good. Let's sing to that. Feel it in our bodies this time. Really feel it. All of these things, let it feel in our bodies. Gracias.
Gracias. Gracias. Gracias. Gracias.
I'm grateful for the new things in my life, for resurrection.
I'm grateful for the space to work out of. I don't take it for granted at all, and we're were renting this house, we have this garage that I've been able to convert into a little studio space. And every time I'm in here, I just, yeah, I feel it.
I'm grateful for poets. People like Mary Oliver, Rainer Maria Rilke, who help me make sense of this world with their unique gift.
I'm grateful for a very special person in my life named Megan.
Me too.
I'm grateful for my mom and my dad. I have really wonderful parents, and I know that that's not something to take for granted.
Mm. I'm grateful for those guys too.
Mm. Yeah.
Grateful for your mom too, Scott. She's a gift.
Yes.
We got some good mamas and papas around us. I'm grateful for a family that we actually like all hanging out with, too. I realize the the rarity of that.
I'm grateful for my muscles. Muscles in my legs and my hips. Right now they're kind of sore because I exercised them. But they work hard keeping me upright. And they are stronger than I think. And I'm grateful for that.
I'm grateful for my kids and our kind of evolving relationship with them, that they're kind of becoming these beautiful women of just compassion and interesting kids and people that actually I want to hang out with. Well.
I'm grateful for the snoring that's occurring underneath my desk right now. Little Mika, that she's still with us, and that even those little annoying things, there's actually something beautiful in those moments.
For clarity, Mika is Scott's dog.
Yeah.
I feel like I couldn't leave that.
Unclear. For the audio. Oh,
let's sing goodness. All that. Gracias. 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 Sing it with your bodies. Gracias. 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 I'll just take a moment in silence, about 30 seconds, and just let that feeling reside in a wordless way. This is Maya Angelou quote that says, let gratitude be the pillow on which you kneel to say your nightly prayer. Let gratitude be the pillow on which you kneel to say your nightly prayer.
Mm. Beautiful.
And so we'll leave on this note of a pillow for you to rest on, friends. We want to note if you are part of our regular table gatherings or this whole community of people called the Orchard, you might want to participate in a little liturgy with your family and friends if you're listening to this over the Thanksgiving weekend. We're posting on social media just a little table liturgy guide, just some prayers that our friends at the practice put together. And we
it's
also want
a much more productive time than getting into conversation about things that are just going to make everybody mad, right?
Yeah.
A Thanksgiving liturgy. Yeah. It's beautiful. It brings people together.
Yes.
A little intentionality around the turkey. Mm-hmm.
And if things do go a little bit sideways in the conversation, you've got something to come back to.
That is so useful. I also want to make note that next week is the first week of Advent. And we're going to be starting a conversation series about Advent. And we're in year B of the lectionary, for those of you who are lectionary nerds and want to keep up with that. We're actually going to be using that to guide our conversations over the next few weeks. So I encourage you to maybe dive in and read that and join us next week. And as we leave here today, we're going to leave you with a song. And it's a song that I'm grateful for. I've got a little community of friends here we've gathered together called the Shine Song Collective. And we just put out this song. And it's the song that we just were singing called Welcome Home. And it's based off of a Ram Dass quote that we're all just walking each other home. And the song is a meditation of gratitude. So we're going to leave you with that song now. Scott, Anna, happy Thanksgiving. Love you both. And
thank you.
Peace and love to your friends and your family, those you gather with. All right.
You Orchard, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, dear Orchard.
Gracias. Gracias. Gracias.
welcome home.